Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Johnny Bowden, author and board-certified nutrition specialist. Just learning all about the latest thoughts on superfoods. And you were talking about Vital Choice salmon from Alaska. You don't have any connection with them other than loving them. How do you get the greatest salmon from the wild Alaskan waters?
How do I personally, yeah, or how do they?
How do you? Do you order it every week, or do you order it in big freezers full and have your year's worth?
Have one.
Do you order it like in large quantities, or how does this company work?
Fillets, they have all kinds of stuff on their website. I have a link to them on my website. It's under Johnny Recommends. You can go right to my website and just click on their stuff, and they have all kinds of things. 6 fillets, 12 fillets. They have great canned tuna. It's a wonderful company. I've been using them for 10 years.
If we're going to tuna, if we're looking at tuna, can you give us some hints on finding a really good fresh tuna or canned tuna?
I hate to sound like a broken record. I've picked my source and I've stuck with it for 10 years. I really don't even know what else is around there. I trust them, and I don't, want to make a full-time job of looking for every, since I have a source, I'm happy.
Okay.
So I can't help you on what to do in the supermarket. Just go to my website and click on Vital, or go to vitalchoice.com and look it up yourself. It's heads and tails over, supermarket stuff.
Wonderful. Good. So going shopping in the supermarket, though, help me find some good stuff. Where do I begin?
Sure. When you had mentioned resveratrol, which isn't really a food, but it's something that makes some foods considered a superfood because it's found in them, such as red wine. That's the best source of resveratrol. And resveratrol is a wonderful compound that's been found to extend or to be associated with longer life in every species that they've tested. Now, they haven't done a double-blind study on humans and putting them in a lab for 80 years and watching, but they've done it with mice, they've done it with yeast, they've done it with fruit flies, they've done it with monkeys recently. And yes, you can see those. They're very famous pictures that were in the New York Times that you can Google and see the old monkey and the young monkey. They're actually the same age. And one was fed, one had resveratrol and one had calorie restriction and one didn't. And the difference in how they look is enormous. Now, here's where calorie restriction comes in. There have been some very good studies that have shown that restricting calories extends life in all these species that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. The problem is, restricting calories isn't a popular strategy, even for people who want to live long and healthy. Eating one-third less just has never caught on. Mm-hmm. So the scientists who discovered this, David Sinclair at Harvard, and the people who did all the research on this calorie restriction in all these species that I mentioned, were looking constantly for, what is it about calorie restriction that turns that keeps you going, that extends your life and makes it more youthful, and is there another way we can get that benefit? And what they found out was that there is a group of genes called the SIRT genes, S-I-R-T, and that they seem to get turned on when we eat less. And now they found that, well, not now, we've known this now for about a decade, but then they found there's also a substance in red wine that seems to do the same thing. It kind of opens the key. It's like the lock that opens the key to these genes, these longevity genes called the SIRT genes. And resveratrol was that compound.
Mm-hmm.
And resveratrol is what turns these longevity genes on. So everybody is hoping that it has a similar effect to calorie restriction. So resveratrol has now been one of the most studied compounds around. For 10 years, they've looked at this. They had an entire conference in Denmark on resveratrol and the mechanisms by which it extends life. And what they have found is that it's helpful for diabetes, it's helpful for mental things, it's helpful for circulation. It's really helpful for a whole variety of things. In addition to turning on these longevity genes.
So, Johnny, if I don't want to be drinking a lot of red wine, how else am I going to get it?
It's really to get the effective dosage, in my opinion. This is one of the things you just got to supplement with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's two brands from different companies that are very, very good for resveratrol, and here's why. There's an active ingredient in resveratrol. It's called trans-resveratrol.
Mm-hmm.
But most popular supplements just put about 10% of trans resveratrol in their resveratrol formula. So if you found a 500 milligram capsule, it's probably got only 50 milligrams of the active ingredient. The two companies I'm going to tell you about, Life Extension is one of them, and they're available online, Life Extension. And the other one is called Resuvage, and they're available like in Vitamin Shop and GNC and Whole Foods and all those places. And both of those companies use, they have the entire amount of resveratrol that's advertised on the bottle is at least that much of the trans resveratrol, which is the active ingredient. So you actually get the thing that you are taking resveratrol for in the first place. So those are the two brands I like.
Okay. So you know, food certainly is your first line medicine, and you use food in a wonderful way. If you were to supplement, what would be the top five supplements and superfoods that you think of?
Top five supplements for me that I would recommend for just about everybody are fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a fan of Barlean's. I like Barlean's fish oils and swirls, and very easy to take.
Mm-hmm.
Magnesium. And the brand I like for that is called Natural Vitality, because they make a little drinkable kind that you can take with you in a little packet. And everybody needs more magnesium, and I find that to be a really convenient, terrific way to get it. So I like that for my magnesium. Number three is vitamin D. And it doesn't really matter which brand you get of vitamin D, as long as it's a good one. It's very inexpensive. They're very small little capsules, and you can get them everywhere. And as long as it's a reputable manufacturer, you can't really go wrong with vitamin D. And the fourth one I would recommend is probiotics. And that's a tricky one, because there is so much research going on probiotics. We don't know all the different strains and how they work and which ones are best for which people. And there's a whole field of medicine that's investigating how we can really formulate probiotic supplements so that they really target individual people. But so we don't know all of that yet. We probably 5 years from now will have a lot more information about how to choose the best probiotic supplements.
Mm-hmm.
But given how important gut health is, given how important the balance of the good and bad bacteria in our gut is to human health, I think it's prudent to add probiotics, the best probiotic supplement you could get right now. They're going to get better. They're going to get more targeted, but you should still be taking one now. So those would be my top four.
Okay. And what about, how do you feed those probiotics that you're putting in your system? They're very expensive. Can you make them grow and stay in your body?
Well, they're bacteria. They,
right.
They grow in foods. They grow in fermented foods like kimchi and yogurt and kefir and homemade sauerkraut. And foods like this that are naturally fermented have tons of probiotics in them.
So as long as it's a fermented food, it'll help that probiotic grow.
That is exactly how we get probiotics in our diet, from fermented foods. It's just that very many of us don't eat enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
Fermented foods, kimchi is not all that popular. It's a Korean dish. It's kind of, you know, spicy and a little bit strange tasting to Western tastes. Sauerkraut, we buy the commercial kind that are made in the factory now instead of the fermented kind. But if you can get the fermented kind and you eat a lot of it, you'll get probiotics. Most yogurt is processed to death. But, yes, there are some yogurts that have a lot of active cultures in them, and you can get it from those yogurts. But a lot of people don't get enough, and a lot of people go on antibiotics, and antibiotics wipes out everything, in which case you need even more probiotics as a regular supplement. So, you know, the supplements are a very good way to help correct the balance that most people don't eat enough fermented foods.
Mm-hmm. So you also wrote the book, The Great Cholesterol Myth, about how cholesterol is built. Can you just share some of your wisdom on that?
Yes, I wrote that book with a famous cardiologist named Steven Sinatra, and we took the position that we are way over-focused on cholesterol, that it is not the risk factor, it is not the main risk factor in heart disease, that we're measuring it in an old-fashioned way that isn't even giving us the useful information that cholesterol could give us, that our focus on cholesterol and fat has taken our eyes off the ball of what really matters in heart disease, which is inflammation, oxidative damage, sugar in the diet, stress in the life. These are the real causes and promoters of heart disease, not cholesterol. We point out the research that shows that cholesterol doesn't even predict heart disease all that well. Half the people who go to hospitals for cardiovascular work have normal cholesterol. So we think that the whole cholesterol concentration and everybody's going nuts about lowering it has been a very big mistake, and that the statin drugs that are widely prescribed, it's a $30 billion industry, the statin drugs that are widely prescribed for quote-unquote high cholesterol have a lot of side effects. They're being wildly overprescribed for populations that they don't really help. And we think it's the wrong direction, and that's the great what we think the great cholesterol myth is, and that goes hand in hand with not thinking saturated fat is such a big danger, because after all, the only reason you've been told saturated fat's so bad for you is because it may raise cholesterol. But if cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease, who cares?
That's right. Your books are wonderful, Johnny. They're just it's great for you to demystify all these things and just give us a new perspective on health and healing. You're writing a column on a daily basis too, the Better Nutrition and Clean Eating.
I'm active on Twitter. You can reach me at Johnny Bowden. You can go to my website. I write columns for Whole Foods Online. I write columns for Better Nutrition, Amazing Wellness, Clean Eating, all those four.
Okay. And you're able to, and your next book will be out in few months?
To remind people, it's J-O-N-N-Y, not H-N-N-Y.
Right, J-O-N-N-Y. And when can we hope for your next book?
There's nothing planned right now. We just finished the 10th anniversary of the 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth.
Okay, so that's the book that's out now. Well, we sure appreciate you coming on the show, Johnny, and sharing all your wisdom on food and supplements and helping people just get those basics in, the fish oils, the magnesium, vitamin D, probiotics. If you need to get onto your website, what is your website?
It's JONNYBOWDEN.com.
Great. Well, it's sure good to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be back.